What's going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. cheers. Clink, clink. Stay tuned.
Welcome to this episode of Upfront on the Voice of America. Today on the show, we'll look at how our educational setting affects how we grow, how we turn out as adults, and how we relate and associate with people of the same or opposite sex. All around the continent, schools from elementary level all the way to high school, educational institutions tend to be divided on the basis of sex. We call them single or mixed schools, also known as co-eds. Single schools basically feature students of the same sex in either a day or boarding situation or environment. So students only get to interact with the opposite sex outside school. For those who are currently in school or who currently attend or have attended boarding schools, we know the interaction is usually less than 3 months in a year. Because that's when you get time off from your boarding school. That's when you go for vacation or holidays. So clearly, one's exposure to the opposite sex while attending a single boarding school is very limited. For many who are in their formative years, this statistic is important because it has a lot to do with how they turn out later in life. The same is true for those who attend mixed school. So on the show today, we're going to look at how effective both systems are in deciding how you receive your education and eventually turn out in the real world, quote unquote. Have you gone to either a boarding school or a mixed school? How has it influenced you or impacted your life? This is Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi.
Most of the times, it has indeed created a gap between people of the other sex. Person that has gone through a single school, whether it's a boys' school only or a girls' school only, they've got difficulties to interact or to handle issues of the opposite sex.
What normally happens is, like, when you send a girl child, like, to Stella Maris, they are their only girls. That means when that girl will be growing up, when she will start working, maybe like in offices whatsoever, they'll meet boys. So they normally have problems with interacting with the boys.
When we're in single schools, one of the disadvantages also that I find that, you know, we became like warriors. We are in balance. God created a man and a woman in order to be balanced.
Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
And now you've been framed.
Your parents are hurted.
Hurted and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go. Oh my. You've been fighting again and you forgot why. Hey kid, walk straight. Master your high.
I'm Alex Omori Gupiri. To myself, I've been into both. When I was in secondary school, I was in a mixed school. When I joined advanced level, I was at a single school. In my own experience, a mixed school is more advantageous than a single school. Definitely, when in a single school, you find that most of you tend to see that some steps are lacking in you. You are missing a lot of things.
I think what is the issue with kids, boys and girls studying together? I think for me it's not a big issue because that's where you get to the interaction between girls and boys to be start there, and also to reduce this kind of thinking that girls or this kind of dominant thought of inferior or something like that. I think it's a good idea to have boys and girls go to the same schools.
And kids, do your chores.
Make your own money.
Hey, be proud, that's yours.
You know why? Because
welcome back to all our listeners. I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, and on the show today, as Jackson said, we're looking at how effective both mixed or co-ed education are versus single-sex schools.
That goes for both boarding schools or day schools. There's been so much debate around this topic. You know, do we have people absorbing lessons better when they're in single-sex class versus co-ed classes? So that's what we're chatting about today. Stay tuned.
Right, Nadia, and I'm sure it's not a decision parents take lightly. Education is quite important, so those decisions are really taken seriously. So how is it to attend a single boarding school? Bob Katera and Patience Mutesi are married, young married professionals in Kigali, Rwanda. I put the question to them on whether they feel that their single school education, they both went to single schools. They only started going to school with the opposite sex when they joined college, that's a university. But they disagree on the impact it had on their lives in terms of socializing with others or interacting with other people in life after school.
I think it's all about character, like the primary character when you're very young, when you're like 3 to 7, that's the bottom line.
But
when
you're
from like 11 to 16, that's when we're actually in secondary school.
But what is the primary character builder then? Because it seems to me that you spend more time at school than you do at home.
No, well, my point is, if I go to a single-sex school at 11, I don't think that will change my character.
Oh, no, of course it will.
No?
It will. That's when you're getting into your adolescent age.
Yeah, yeah, but very important.
It didn't change much. I like women. I still do.
It has nothing to do with you liking women or not. It's the way you're able to learn how to interact with them at a young age.
No, but the thing is, my point is, I've been with guys who've been mixed schools, and probably they act like me. So for me, it's about someone's character. But usually what brings out a character is the primary build. That's from like 3 to 10. Yes.
Yeah.
Just that if you can't listen to my opinion, I think it matters so much. I was in a single-sex school, and I don't think it was a good thing for me, because when I got to university and I had to live with boys, I just didn't know how to interact with them.
Voila. Voila. And what about you, Bob?
Because I was in a single-sex school for all my school? 6 years of high school.
Right.
And it was like, boys were just a different species.
they might have well have been like cows or toads, right?
No, cows are gentle. They were like bulls.
Or lions.
Not cows, they were bulls.
And so you had a misconception about all the different gender then, the boys in general.
Yeah.
Don't touch that guy. You got pregnant.
Or if a guy tells you I like you, you don't take it for light. It's something different. He wants something out of it.
Bad thing.
Because if you grow up with boys and you learn that just like a girl can like you, I can have a best friend who's a girl, I still do not understand having a different sex best friend. I can't have a boy best friend. That's out of the question. Just because I didn't get to live with them at a time when I was actually developing. When I was in primary school, I was with boys.
Isn't that enough to have brothers?
Interacted with girls. Hmm?
What about your brothers? The interaction you had with your brothers. Isn't that enough?
Different. Yeah, but it's different. Those are my brothers. They wouldn't... I mean, there's no... You don't feel anything funny. You don't see I wouldn't see my brother and think, oh, I like him, you know? But you feel this for the first time and you're thinking, okay, it's the end of the world. And then imagine feeling that for the first time when you're in university. You know?
Did you find anything strange with Bob when you first met him? Because you met in college, right? And it was one of your few interactions. Because Bob also went to...
did I feel anything change when I met you? Of course I did. My heart beat. I met him when I was in high school. I didn't meet him when I was in college.
Oh, so you were kind of used to him.
I met him when I was in high school. And he knew he was going to marry me. And I said, yay!
All right, so the question, though, I was actually asking the question whether he was slightly off. In other words, was he mentally grown enough to handle a woman of your stature socially?
No, he's still doesn't know how to treat a woman. And I think those are the things that learn as you're getting into your 13, 15, you do not know.
So you think that's his boarding school experience taught him that? It hardened him?
No.
I know when to say sorry.
He's had to learn that later on in life when he started living with girls and dating and all. Because he was in school with boys, he thinks everyone is a boy.
Can you put Bob on the line so he can actually defend himself?
He agreed. He didn't oppose.
Listen, Jackson, if you're talking about,
because earlier we talked about boarding school versus day school. I think boarding school generally is a very good thing because it makes you an all-round person, I think, in my opinion. You get to understand some of these things in life you don't take for granted.
Patience. What about a boarding school that is just single sex? How is it going to give you well-rounded education? Do you feel like you having gone to a single sex school in your formative years denied you very important interactive skills with the opposite sex?
Not really, because whenever I went back from holiday, 3 weeks, I used to mark my, so I really didn't feel different because, honestly, the 3 months, because we used to be in school for 3 months and 3 weeks holiday, I didn't feel any denying anyway.
So let's do the math, Jackson. 3 weeks for three terms,
exactly.
That's a total of 9 weeks.
Exactly.
Well, I think the December holiday was kind of long. So we can say 12 weeks in a whole year. So
it probably makes sense.
Your holidays, say 10 weeks. Let's say a total of 10 weeks in a year. That's when you get to interact with girls. Do you think you're going to be the same as someone who interacts with girls on a daily basis?
Nadia, let me bring you here into the discussion. People have said that their behaviors around issues like dating, basically socializing in general, have been strongly influenced by their having attended single-sex or mixed school environments.
There's a lot of word on the street about that, Jackson. If you speak to young people who are at that school-going age at high schools, you'll find... And I've spoken to some high school kids, so this is what I've heard from some of them. A lot of the students who attend co-ed schools, I attended a co-ed school, all through my schooling career, they've always been guys and girls in the same classes. There's this assumption that when you have girls attending girls-only schools or boys attending boys-only schools, there's this extra infatuation with the opposite sex. And so there is an assumption that when the opportunity arises for mixed socializing to go on, that there's perhaps a bit of naivety or a bit more curiosity about then mixing with the other gender. Look, and that's just the word on the street. Let me put that disclaimer there. That's the word on the street. Obviously, there's a lot more research that has been done into it. There are also a lot of pros when we talk about single-gender schools because, of course, there's less distraction. You would imagine there'd be less distraction. There would be more focus on lessons and that sort of thing, less flirtation in the classroom.
My name is Ifans Mayende. I actually went to a mixed school, but in primary and college. College probably might not be that much of a school, but of course it's a learning institution. What I notice is that I think you can have a number more experience in a mixed school, more than the experience you can have when you are in in a single probably boys' school or just girls' school. But also depends with now how the outcome of every, you know, a child learning in a mixed school and a child learning in probably a single school, the outcome also will matter a lot. And I think it will be different because you'll have a little bit more experience.
Boys and girls to go together in school and they compete.
Yeah. The best advantages is that it instills discipline. Because when maturity comes, you check yourself with the opposite sex and you'll not want to be associated as a bad person. You'll always have to make sure you are disciplined, you are smart, and you are performing for somebody to reorganize you from the opposite sex. You don't seek for recognition from a fellow man or a somebody. For us who are youths, we want to learn from each other.
Interactive, fast-paced, upfront on the Voice of America, connecting you on the African continent.
Welcome. Well, at the Voice of America news, yeah, presenting. You know, it's Upfront Show, blazing up the place, reaching out to you from out of the Voice of America news. Yeah, Wally Money Wall I Selassie, yeah, Rastafari.
Upfront on the Voice of America, my name is Jackson Vunganyi. We're still exploring the issue of co-ed education versus single sex education, and we've done this before on the show. And with me in the studio to share his insights on this interesting topic is Kwame Asante Ofori of the House of Asante. Asante went to a mixed boarding school, and on the line we have Yinsonting. They went to college together. Thank you for joining us, Yin, and we are going to break down this whole co-ed versus single school education debate. Can you tell us how the experience was going to school and with only people from the same gender?
Before I went to school, I'd already psyched up my mind for it. You get the choice of picking the schools that you attend for senior high.
Okay.
And all the schools I picked were
single sex
schools.
And why did you do that?
Most of the high ranking schools are single sex. There are only a few co-ed schools, like Achimota, where Asante went to. Most of the high-ranking schools are single-sex schools, and a lot of my friends were choosing it, so
okay,
I just decided to.
That's,
so it wasn't
that's,
really weird being in a school.
You just went for the standard, the aspect that, yeah, you know, they had a better education given their record. And that's very interesting, Kwame, that even though you went to a mixed
yeah,
school, was it a boarding school?
The best mixed boarding school
that she mentioned. What was it called?
Hashimoto High School. Yeah.
That most the record in general, mm-hmm, on average, single sex schools offer better education than, you know, and I mean academically speaking.
Well, I can't argue for the whole continent, but from my experience, I think it's the fact on the ground that yes, indeed, single sex schools actually offer a better education, primarily because I believe that there's no distraction from the opposite sex.
Okay, and when we talk about education here, we're just talking about academics.
Yeah,
let's point that out clear, that because education really is not just the education you get from the books,
class,
yeah, the classes,
mm-hmm, yeah,
you know, and that's, then it brings us to the whole, it brings us to another debate here, that do you feel like you really get a fully rounded educational experience when you go to a single sex school? And I'll start with you, Yini, and then Mr. Santa here will chime in.
I don't think we are well rounded by the time we come out. For people go to single sex schools like I did, because you miss out on certain parts of education that I think other people who went to mixed schools benefit from.
Okay.
We hardly ever met people of the opposite sex in school, and you're in school for about a total of 9 months or 8 months,
which is 90% of the time.
Yeah, you're in school. Your interactions and how you mix well with people really limited as compared to people who go to mixed schools.
Okay.
For example, boys who especially go to single-sex schools are so rowdy and rude and...
I'm sure some boys will disagree with you there.
And I feel like education should be all-rounded. It's not just about what you read from the books.
Okay.
How you act.
So you're saying that the boys who go to single-sex schools, all boys schools, are rowdy and rude in general, and this not...
Majority,
yeah. So what about the girls who go to single-sex schools? What is the one thing, single characteristic that defines them?
You're just limited in how you are able to interact with people of...
Awkward social situations.
Yeah, most of the time it's awkward.
See the way she's making the girls look so good.
Right.
Being a certain way, because you're always... like around girls, because in secondary school, some people won't comb their hair and just be walking around because it's all girls. And
the thing about high school, these 4 years that you went to this single sex school, is that those are very important years in your life in terms of you growing up. Yeah. You know, you're a teenager, you're just, you know, discovering yourself physically and mentally, but then you're only with one segment of a society.
True. This I agree with you, because I came to the realization that anytime after high school, like during high school, anytime we went for vacation, people, my friends who went to the mixed schools with both the boys and the girls around, would come home and there was no social awkwardness. We could mingle with whoever,
easily,
you know, right. Have fun. But then for the girls and the boys who went to single sex schools, they found it a bit difficult.
All right, so we'll continue with this discussion, but let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll... explore further what happens to young people who go to either one of these schools. Most importantly, the ones who go to the single-sex schools. What happens when they're done with school and they have to quote-unquote integrate or reintegrate in the larger, wider society where they have to interact with the opposite sex? You like it too, you like
forcing me why, you love the way I dress. When a parent has sent his or her daughter or boy to a boy school, the boy will grow up with the life of just being around of boys. So when he grows up, he goes to start job there at the office, he's going to meet with girls, all right? So he's going to be like, he's starting a new life. So I don't think he'll be competent in doing all sorts of things at the office, because it'll be like he's seeing new people. I don't think they provide a fully rounded experience, single schools.
Yes, at one point in time, you'd see that some single schools don't provide that experience, because as an individual, you need to be exposed to, or at this training institution, you need to be exposed to what you should expect outside the world. So if indeed the outside world is about interaction between people of indeed all sexes, as both sex, male and female, why shouldn't we train our young ones indeed to be in that line?
Thanks to our listeners for joining us here on Upfront. We're looking at the effectiveness of either a single sex school or mixed or co-ed schooling environments. And many debates exist on whether one is better than the other or if they are really pretty much the same. Maybe you or your child or a sibling are in the process of deciding on which system to enter, which one is the right choice for you. And we understand that might not be an easy choice to make. I can say that some of the important claims made for single-sex and co-ed education have been both valid and definitely worth a deeper thought.
Nadia, many say that since men and women are likely to interact in the workplace and in the home, co-educational schools can be an environment in which gender differences, whether subliminal or not, can be understood
and therefore prepares students for the real world I referred to earlier. It's also true that students learn to deal with social issues that arise in a mixed company rather than avoiding them. And that's the situation in real life. We are a mixed society, and eventually you get to experience mixed interactions. And so how does school affect you? Up front on the Voice of America, we're still continuing a discussion with Kwame Asante Ofori and Yini in Accra, Ghana. In this part of our discussion, we're going to explore what happens to young high school students when they have to interact with the opposite sexes.
And we were talking about social awkwardness, but there's also the other aspect that what I would call a social overdrive, like you're trying to catch up. You're playing catch up when you get out of your four-year education in this, you know, environment.
I wouldn't disagree, because I've also heard it too, but it hasn't happened to me.
That's all.
It probably happens to a lot of, we see it around, and yeah, everybody's trying to play catch up because you missed out on 4 years of what other people have been able to. Mm-hmm.
So you never played social catch up. How was your first interaction with the opposite sex in a more grown-up environment?
I wouldn't call it awkward. I don't think it's awkward because I've always been an extrovert. I never really had the time where I was really awkward in any situation.
It all boils down to what a parent wants for the kid or what the kid wants. For the kid to have that kind of wholesome upbringing in his or her senior high years, then the parents will encourage their kid to go to a mixed school where you have interaction with other boys, you have interaction with different characters.
Mm.
So you have the book interaction and then you have the social interaction.
Right, right.
But then if the parents is like, okay, I want you to be all about the books, and then later in life you can think about the social aspect, then they would consider the single sex schools where, like Ying is saying, always in your books, buried, you don't have to dress up for anyone, it's all about your books.
Right.
So it's about what you want for your kid. And
by the time you're entering senior high in Ghana, you would be about 14 or so.
Yeah.
And by that time, you're a bit too young to even really know what you want. It's mostly the parents that make the big decisions.
She raises a very interesting point there,
that in very traditional societies,
mm-hmm.
Parents still have an upper hand in the decision-making process of a teenager.
Yes.
Even though that's a very important stage in your life, your parents, who are much older than you, still control your decision-making process.
Yes, they do, but I was lucky to have parents who would make decisions for me, but leave enough room for me to also make a few decisions and make my mistakes and learn from it.
Right, right.
But then here we have, in most African countries, where parents are very strict when it comes to their kids, especially the girls.
Mm.
They would go like, no, you're not going to a mixed school because you might get pregnant.
No interaction whatsoever.
Yeah. Whatever. So it has to be about your books.
Mm.
But then if you have parents like mine, they'll go like, okay, fine. We are taking the risk and then looking at the benefits of going to a mixed school.
Right.
So that you can enjoy those benefits and then you grow up and then pick something from it. You understand?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for listening to Upfront on the Voice of America. I would like to thank my co-host Nadia Sam in Johannesburg, South Africa. We would also like to thank all our listeners who contributed to the show this time around. And if you have any questions or comments or want to contribute to the show in future, remember to send us an email at upfront@voanews.com. If you want to connect with me on Twitter, my handle is @upfrontafrica. Let's connect again next week, right here, same time. On behalf of my colleague Nadia Sami, my name is Jackson Vunganyi. Goodbye.
Do you love African music?
Music time in Africa.
Wake, 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 wake.
This is Heather Maxwell, and if you do, Music Time in Africa is the perfect show for you. Tune in to listen on the radio Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC. You can also listen to the show day or night on the internet. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on Music Time in Africa. You'll find past and present radio shows and a link to my blog, African Music Treasures. This is Africa